Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It has been an interesting day, to say the least. We have had a great conversation about the dogs, and that will continue with our buddy Connor Riley, who stopped by earlier. And Mike laid down the law about where this team is and what the issues are. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't accomplish their goals, but there is a reality check that's going on. And for dog fans, you've now seen what a national championship team looks like. You know. There is no debating. One of these days, when we win a chip, you know what that looks like now. I'm not ready to define this team by the loss to Alabama, but wait until you hear what Connor had to say coming up here in about 15 minutes, because it's very good information. And he talks about Kirby, the mindset, and what's going on. They have Kentucky up next. Again, do I think they'll have problems? No, unless they're in their heads. But I think they come out and hopefully they'll be, you know, efficient, Mike, and get on the board and score. The one thing they didn't do the last two seasons against Alabama is score early. Remember, they were down like 28-0, right, in Tuscaloosa. Then you look last weekend, they're down a couple of touchdowns, and already you're going, okay, what's happening here? So that's the one thing they haven't been able to do. They do it against everybody else, but these fast starts, Mike, is not something they've done against Alabama.
Right, and it just doesn't pass the eye test for this lofty expectation level that Georgia, you know, fans have since Kirby has put them on the mountaintop. So as we said, it's not like he's going, Dabo, yep, kick me around. I'm not going to beat you. You know, I mean, we're not there yet. But what's everyone else's record against Alabama? You know that's under his skin. It's
bothering
just human
him.
Nature.
Bothering
it's human
him a
nature.
Bit. Yes.
You know, and he'll try to control the message. And the point is, look, out of Kentucky, and we get all that. But it's about the coaches to a degree. And I think, does he have the best available? We'll ask Connor. You'll hear what he had to say.
All right. With that said, let's talk Falcons. Because after this big win this week, we can take a deep breath, right? And we can kind of just look at each other and go, all right, we're better than we were against Carolina, but we're not as bad as we were against Carolina. We know we're somewhere in between. Well, how good is this team? I think we're going to find out Monday night, guys. Not this Monday, next Monday when the Buffalo Bills come to town. But, Mike, meanwhile, we got to figure out what's going on with these injuries. Storm Norton. And, by the way, we need Storm for depth purposes, even if you like what Elijah Wilkinson is doing in the place of Caleb McGarry.
Hey, we spent a lot of time, and I thought, you know, again, guys, until you know a problem can be fixed, with this organization, you worry about things like what's going on at tackle.
That's right.
When you have unprecedented injuries. You know, of course, to lose Caleb McGarry and then Storm Norton goes down with an injury. But hey, Elijah Wilkinson, that a boy. He's done a good job. And one thing we have talked about, Terry Fontenot, he has found a way to have good depth. So when the guard slid over to tackle, we haven't complained about it. We've just been complaining about the play calling.
Yes.
And we talked to Dave Archer today, and he said, look, all the killing of the pistol was overkill, in his estimation, when they do their work and do the job. The Rams have used it to win Super Bowls and go to Super Bowls. And when we looked as bad as we looked in Carolina, people are looking for answers like me. I still don't like the pistol, but you can't argue with the results from Sunday.
No, you can't at all, Mike. Let's hear from Coach. Talk about an update. What is the deal with Norton? What is the deal with A.J. Terrell? Because we need him back as well. He needs to be healthy. And then Darnell Mooney, which is just an interesting case study because he was injured. He was out the first game or so, and then he comes back, and now he's injured again. This is a different deal, I believe. This is a hamstring. Originally, remember, he got hurt at camp. It was a shoulder. He is Raheem Morris.
I don't have a lot of information on those guys yet. I got my medical meeting coming up here in a little bit. I'll probably have more after that. Be way more informative next week when we get back. I have to go check on Storm, check on all those guys, obviously on our IR. Obviously, you potentially could open up a couple of those windows coming up here shortly, you know, after the 4 weeks are up, and then that's up, and then you open those things up. You still got those weeks that you can have kind of as buffers. So we'll get a feel where they're all at after coming to these medical meetings. I don't have a lot of information on it. Hoping that we can get AJ back, you know, after this bye, another week of rest for him and get a chance to get him out there. That's probably the one I do have a little bit more information on than the other guy. Don't know anything about Mooney other than, you know, we'll have to see from this week. Obviously, he left yesterday with the hamstring. So we'll see. I don't know how bad it was, but I don't think it's something too bad. But we'll get a check. I'll get a feel for it later.
Okay. That's kind of where he's at when it comes to the injury update. Meanwhile, the bye week. What are we trying to get accomplished? I know everybody thinks, you know, these guys go to Mexico. Doesn't happen. The week comes and goes. These guys are working. They're trying to figure out how to get better. Raheem Morris, what improvements do you want to see defensively during the bye week?
For us, it's like finishing. You know, you want to go find ways to finish some of those sacks. I think we had 15 pressures yesterday, had 2 sacks. You know, and we had the big 6-sack game, I believe, on in Minnesota. You want to find ways to capitalize more of those opportunities, because if you do those things, you know, you can be really effective, you know, on that way. When you're talking about on defense and then, you know, obviously on.
Yeah, man, I know that there's a lot of work. I mean, we're not there. There's so many teams, Carl. Don't you feel like we're a lot like 75% of the NFL now?
Yes.
Now, you saw the dregs last night. You saw the Jets. You saw where the Bengals are right now without Joe Burrow. And then, you know, you also, you know, seen teams where, like the Packers. I mean, Packers were kind of thought to be world beaters, you know, early in the season after starting 2-0. And they're not necessarily everything that's cracked up to be. I think there's a place for us in the NFC Plus. The question is, can we run the rest of the division and win this division, steal it back from the Bucs? Mm. The only thing I hate about being 2-2 is our 2 losses. I figured we'd split with the Bucs and the Panthers.
Me too.
If we could go back to our crystal ball, you know, back at Hooters, Mall of Georgia, back in August during camp. But that aside, if you continue to have your defense evolve, and as Archer said to us in the conversation, they're getting the teams off the field. Statistically, we're top 10, top 5 in some categories. And the offense, as long as Zach stays on the sideline, wish we had figured this out during the preseason, that's water under the bridge, then we can be a playoff team. I believe that.
I do too. Let's hear what Ross said about the improvements offensively that they're going to work on this week.
Offense, it'd be about just continuing to let our identity come out. I think our identity came out in a major way yesterday when it came to running the football and then being able to get some of those throws off and play action pass. You know, he was 76% passing and doing some of those things, some really good things. We got the long ball going, so to speak, yesterday. I think that was another part of it. So just really increasing those things and doing some of those different things that way.
Okay. Look, continue to evolve as an offensive coordinator for Zach Robinson. As a defensive coordinator, we have no complaints right now for Jeff Ulbrich. Defense has lived up to it.
Right on.
We have no complaints, and that's good. That's a good place to be because we've complained a lot, trust me, on this show about the defense and the lack thereof. Pressure, sacks, picks, fumbles, strip sack, all of the things that we've been clamoring for. We're not talking about that, but the offense has to continue to evolve with Michael Penix.
Again, guys, we got a superstar. I heard Steak today this morning on the Steakhouse. He's a superstar. And believe me, Carl, I know superstars. Talking about Bijan. And Bijan, guys, Mike Conti pointed this out Sunday, leads the NFL in total combined yards from scrimmage. I mean, this guy is that rock star. And the league, we saw how NBC gave him the star treatment when they played Minnesota a few weeks back. And Mike also points out, 7th in total offense, 3rd in total defense.
Yep.
I mean, when's the last time we could say that about any Falcons team? You got to go back to 16 and 17.
Yeah.
I know it's early days, but still.
No, it's fair. The superstar thing makes me laugh now because many of y'all didn't want Bijan. Many of you thought that that was a bad pick because a running back doesn't make a difference. He's so versatile, and you see it now. When I was clamoring, this is the guy, get him. You don't give up a top five player overall in a draft like this, regardless of position. I'm so glad we drafted him, Mike. But more importantly, the character of this dude, man, that is really what's it about. It's about for me. It's not even the talent. He's so super enormously talented, but it's his character and his makeup that makes this even better.
Right. And, guys, it's just the way the wheel spun around with our draft. I know we were looking for defense earlier in the Terry Fontenot stewardship. But, you know, two things can be true. Jalen Carter can be a star and Bijan can be a star. And right now, I'll take Bijan over Jalen. Yeah, and I think that, you know, that Eagles team is loaded. It was a different set of circumstances. Bijan comes to a team where there was no stars. But now you look at it, both guys can be successful. They didn't have to be that zero-sum game
right.
that every sports argument becomes. And now we see our draft class. Brandon Dorlus. Who? Brandon Dorlus. Rook coming into their own. You know, I think Jalen Walker, we know what to expect with him. And I think you see more and more brilliance coming out of him and Pierce. So they're still young. They're evolving. And, you know, Ulbrich is getting the most out of us. So, remember, guys, we were able to kind of cobble it together without A.J. Terrell this week, too.
Yes, that's true.
And now hopefully he'll be back for Buffalo.
All right, man. What do you guys think? You can hit us up, 404-726-0929. We got to talk about what else is going on around college football, but also the comments from our buddy Connor Raleigh. That's on the way here. Stay tuned for that. And we got to talk about the Hawks a little bit, Mike. Training camp started today for our Atlanta Hawks.
Yep, and a lot of folks feel.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll get into it. That Trey is right to be, hey, who wouldn't be asking for more money? I know you and I ask for more money, but when it comes time to when do you pay that money? I think we'll talk about that because I feel the Hawks are playing this the right way. And by the way, when you read some of these headlines, I think some fans feel like Trey's in his feels. I don't think that's the case.
I don't either. It's a great point.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.